Hello, people. This is Youngju Cho from YJ Journal Podcast. This time, we introduce you Mingyoung Choi, who will discuss today's topic with us. Hi, Mingyoung.
Hi, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So, today's topic is smartphone usage on young children. Nowadays, more than 1.8 billion people own smartphones and use their devices on a daily basis. Some studies estimate that an average person checks their screen 150 times a day. And the number of people using smartphones is not only comprised by the adults, but it also includes young children. The issue of the smartphone usage of children is becoming more and more controversial. Some people believe that parents should ban their child from using smartphones, which they hope to prevent children from smartphone addiction. On the other hand, some argue that smartphones still has beneficial aspects like easier educational approaches. Let's discuss this with our guest. Yeah, so here's the first question. When did you start to use your smartphone?
Well, my first smartphone was back in my first year of college, and I was the latest user among my friends, because my friends started using their smartphones when they starting their middle school, and I had to I was a late user because I wanted myself to focus more on education. So these days I find that a lot of young children, even younger than middle school kids, using smartphones. So I think things are changing slowly these days.
Then what do you think about children using their smartphone?
Well, I think since, you know, like young kids, they don't know how to like control themselves. They don't know anything about like limiting themselves, I think it's too early for them to use smartphones. I don't think it's a really good idea for parents letting them use the smartphones.
Then what do you think about children using their smartphone with their friends? And do you think it helps them to interact with other friends?
I think it surely does, because these days young children communicate with each other through SNS and Kakao Talk mostly, and it's very good for easier communication with others. I believe in teenage years, many children are afraid of being isolated, and they're just afraid if they don't like get connected with other friends. So I think it surely helps children to communicate with others.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think smartphone can be used as educational device for the young kids?
I believe it can partly be used as an educational device, but since they don't know how to put an end to using it, I think parents should be responsible for putting a stop to their usage of smartphones, because it can lead to addiction. Even in the future, maybe they won't be able to like live their lives without smartphone. That's going to be really big, because it's going to take away a huge amount of time from their life. So I think parents should be the one to limit their time using smartphones.
Okay, then back to your personal question. How often do you use your devices? The smartphone, I mean.
I mostly hold on to it like all day long. If I don't like have it near me, it makes me kind of really nervous. If I don't have it with me, I feel like I'm disconnected from other people. Maybe I won't be able to get any like emergency messages from others. That kind of makes me very nervous, and yeah.
And do you think you're addicted to it?
I don't want to say that I'm addicted to it, but looking at myself objectively, I feel like I'm addicted. I always keep it near me, and I continuously check my SNS and my KakaoTalk like every few like minutes, so I think I'm addicted, maybe.
Then do you think that your addiction to the smartphone affects in a negative way to your education?
Well, I think it does, because whenever I do my assignments, I check it like really constantly, whether if I received any messages, or if there's any new feed on Facebook. So I don't think it gives me a lot of positive effect on my education. Maybe that's part of the reason I kind of kept myself far from smartphones when I was a student, because I knew that it has a really negative effect on concentration. It kind of bothers me a lot when I do my assignments or studies for exams. So to sum up, I think it gives a negative effect on education.
Okay. Then do you think children's parents should control the limit the time of usage of smartphone for their children?
Oh yeah, I really do believe that it's really necessary, cuz children don't know how children like don't really give much thought about like, oh, I'm using smartphone too much. If they just focus on the fun they get from smartphone. So I think it's necessary for parents to teach them like when to stop and how it affects them, even in the far future. Even when I become parents, I'm planning to teach them like how it affects my children. I think that's really necessary.
Okay, and the last question. When do you think it's ideal to hand the smartphone to the children?
Maybe this is just my personal opinion. I think it's better to hand them like when they proceed to middle school, because before that they can just when they're in elementary school, it's better for them to like run around and play with them and on the playground after school, instead of getting stuck on their smartphones, and it can make their eyesight bad. So when they start their puberty, maybe like around middle school and high school, I think that's the right time for using smartphone.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Mingyoung. So thank you again to come here and talk with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And people, see you on our next podcast. Thank you.